Chapter 10, The Prey. Now you're probably wondering, through what seems like a small maze of rooms, corridors, and collapsed architectures. This is the territory of the prey. To be prey is to develop under environmental compression, to open escape routes across ruin, network, and biosphere. Prey knowledge is always situated and acted in movement. The prey moves rather than nests. You're moving too, keep that in mind. She learns to think with what threatens and hunts. If Carnival was a brief return to an ecstatic economy, the prey moves through what comes after. The same ground holds two modes of being, one ecstatic and one exposed. What was once a space of release now turns uneasy, a field where the joyful and the hostile overlap. This is the field of interference between celebration and survival, between being at home and being hunted. Once, time followed the rhythms of habit, seasons, customs, labor, celebration, a pulse the world could share. Now, that rhythm is overlaid by another, a tempo driven by extraction and collapse. Two kinds of time coexist here. One turns in circles, the other drives straight through them. The prey lives in their interference field, where repetition meets compression, where cycles bear down instead of returning. She inhabits that pressure, moving through forces faster and older than her own life. Once, space was felt rather than measured. Over time, that relation reversed. The gaze turned skyward, away from the ground that held it. The world became something to cross. The prey thinks within that field of interference, between presence that is enacted and presence which is extracted.